The Bush administration says it will soon require millions of visitors to the United States to be photographed and fingerprinted. The new entry-exit system is designed to make it easier to spot potential terrorists and to ensure that foreign visitors don't overstay their visas. But critics worry that the administration could abuse the information, as NPR's Pam Fester reports.
The program is called U.S. Visit, implying a warm welcome for those who come to the United States, at least those who have no ill intent, says Asa Hutchinson, Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security at the Department of Homeland Security.
Some who cross our borders do not yearn to breathe free. They yearn to destroy freedom.
Hutchinson noted in a speech today at the Center for Strategic and International Studies that some of the 9/11 attackers had overstayed their visas. Nearly all of them had incomplete or incorrect information on their application forms. The purpose of the new program is to try to close those gaps. Hutchinson said the entry-exit plan will be phased in over several years, beginning in 2004.
By January 1st of next year, if a foreign visitor holding a visa flies into Dulles or JFK or LAX or another international airport or arrives at a U.S. seaport, the visitor's travel documents will be scanned. Then once a photo and fingerprint are taken, the person will then be checked against lists of those who should be denied entry for any reason.
Any reasons such as a criminal violation or a possible link to terrorism. Once visitors are allowed to enter, authorities for the very first time will be able to make sure that they leave when scheduled. If they don't, they'll be referred to the Department of Homeland Security's new compliance office. Immigration advocates hope the new system will work as advertised. Angela Kelly is deputy director of the National Immigration Forum in Washington.
You know, we'll take the administration at its word, and we do think that this is a smart border strategy if it's implemented properly with the right resources and with timely, accurate information.
She notes that the first phase alone will involve some 23 million visitors. Hutchinson says the administration will try to avoid big backlogs at airports and other points of entry. Kelly also says it will be important that past problems with watch lists, where officials have misidentified some individuals, will also be corrected.
And you need a system that's, of course, even-handed so that we don't see the sort of disparate treatment that we've seen in other executive branch actions where, for example, just men from Muslim countries were being called in.
That program, called the National Security Entry-Exit Registration System, or NSEERS, requires men visiting from 25 Middle Eastern and South Asian countries to register with the Immigration and Naturalization Service. The effort has been widely criticized for causing mass confusion in the immigrant community and leading to the detention of some immigrants for minor violations. Hutchinson says the new system will eventually replace NSEERS, but he said the program did help authorities identify 120 criminal aliens and 11 individuals with possible links to terrorism. Hussein Ibish of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee says those are pretty ambiguous results, and it makes him doubtful about U.S. visit.
If that is the kind of attitude that is going to be applied through this new program, we are going to end up with a situation in which a policy that has been presented as a national security enhancement is going to become a game of gotcha with a lot and lead to the deportation of a lot of people who shouldn't be deported.
But Ibish, like Kelly, says he'll give the administration the benefit of the doubt for now. Hutchinson says he thinks people will find the new system a big improvement. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.